You're about to listen to the podcast version of the audiobook for Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One. If you'd like to uncover what your one word for the year is, or you already have your one word and you'd like to step into its power, go to one.repossible.com. Now, enjoy this next chapter of One. Chapter 1, W-O-N. Chapter 1, O-N-E. Quote, "Thinking will not overcome fear, but action will." Unquote. W. Clement Stone. This is it. This is your one word. Now, I'm a bit of a stickler when it comes to certain things in life, and if you ask me, I think this chapter should be one word. Not two, not three, not 475, just one. Maybe there's a hyphen. Maybe it's a verb or a noun or an adjective. And of course, you don't have to follow my lead, but if you ask me, that's what I'll say.
But I don't know my word.
Maybe you. I'm going to push back here and say that you do. You do know your word for the year. This exercise isn't so much as creating as it is discovering or uncovering. Think more about what's under the dust in your attic of your heart, or buried in the boxes in the cellar of your gut. You already have your word in your heart or gut. It's a question of allowing that word to slip into your brain. If you're still struggling, here's a suggestion from my experience in 20-plus years working for a naming branding company. We can talk about the product itself and its qualities, or we can talk about the benefits for the consumer. For example, I just spent 8 seconds and did a Google search for skincare products and came up with these two extremely different product names. One, Clear Skin System. Two, Glow. The first one is a descriptive name. It describes what the product does. Great. Easy to understand. The second one describes somewhat how it might look. Skin can glow, right? But it's more about the feeling one has when you use these products. Glow is practically an emotion. You're glowing. It's a way you would like to feel. See the difference? Now, I'm a naming and branding guy, and keep in mind, my design agency back in San Francisco was called Likoma, a small island in Lake Malawi off the coast of Mozambique. So I like the abstract names and clever names like Glow. The simplest example is often with losing weight, or getting in shape, or making money. Let's do weight loss for the book idea. How it makes you feel. So, great, a quick brainstorm about weight loss might get me here. Weight loss, no, two words. Weight, loss, reduce, light. Aha. I like light because it could also describe how I like to feel emotionally too. Quote, "People will forget what you said, people will forget what you did, but people will never forget how you made them feel." Unquote. Maya Angelou. For the record, I, for one, will not forget what you did when you write this one-word book. Just saying. If we listen to Maya Angelou here, let's dig a little deeper than said and did and uncover how this year is going to make you feel. Back to weight loss. It's a year later and you've lost the weight you wanted to lose. Awesome possum. Success. Celebrate. So, how do you feel? That's your word. the action verb. Another option is the verb. I have a 13-book series called Repossible, where almost every book is a single verb. Decide, create, surrender, etc. It's about the action. I'm going to head over to a thesaurus and start with lighten and see what I get. Verb. 1. Illuminate. 2. Brighten. 3. Light up. 4. Flash. 5. Gleam. 6. Illume. 7. Shine. Ooh, I like illuminate and shine. See where we're heading here? Adjective. The adjective light was good too. Let's toss that into the thesaurus, see how those make us feel. 1. Bright. 2. Luminous. 3. Rich. 4. Shiny. 5. Sunny. 6. Clear. 7. Glowing. Which leads me to another verb, glow. But that's just me. In our example case of losing weight, what strikes you? In our own experience with losing weight, and especially with intermittent fasting, words that come to mind for me are 1. Light. 2. Glow. 3. Energy. 4. Clarity. 5. Confidence. 6. Happiness. 7. Joy. Wow, did you follow that process? This is a process you can also do to uncover your word of the year. If I had to pick one from this example, my top choice would be confidence. That's how I feel after a night of skipping dinner, my new non-scientific term for intermittent fasting. I feel more confident. In my epilogue, I would write about how I feel light, both physically, emotionally, and spiritually. I'm glowing with energy and clarity. I feel happiness and joy on a daily basis, even if in small doses, and that leads me to even the tiniest increase in confidence. Remember, you already know your word for the coming year. Truly, you do. It's just a matter of fishing it out of the pond, of luring it out of its cave, of surrendering to its power and letting it shine on your year to come. Are you feeling it? If you're not feeling it, keep going until you're feeling it. Even a twinge, a tickle, a tingle of energy, and you'll feel it. Now you have one. The chapter. Now, you have chapter one. Repossible. Possible. Chapter two. Impossible. Chapter zero. Repossible. Chapter one. Thank you for listening to a chapter from Bradley Charbonneau's best-selling book, One, delivered here as a podcast. If you're ready to embrace the power of one word to be your guiding light, your North Star, and a roadmap to your future self, head over to one.repossible.com and let's start this next 1 year of your life today. As a thank you for listening to the podcast version, here's a coupon for 25% off the online version or the live version, whether online or in person. Use the code INTENTION, and let's make this next year your year.